Today, sharing the Deir Show Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Samach Aleph Omud Aleph. We are in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah in Simin Shinchav Vav, which is started yesterday, which deals with the halachas of washing oneself on Shabbos. We had done most of Sif Aleph yesterday. We had a couple of Mishnah Berurahs to catch up on. We remind ourselves that we were talking yesterday that one is not allowed to wash oneself with hot water, even if the water was heated up before Shabbos, with their entire body, in any way, shape, or form, even if it's not all at the same time, even to pour the water on your body, it's not allowed, but one is permitted to wash a part of the body, for example, the hands, the face, or the feet, or other limited avarim parts of the body, as long as you don't wash your entire body. We then said, however, that in the hot springs of Tveria, one is permitted to go and wash one's entire body, and certainly in cold water, one would be permitted to do so. The hot springs of Tveria, however, only when they're actually in the hot springs themselves, but not if you take the water out from the hot springs. That's a quick summary of Sif Aleph. Now let's do the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Ches. You are allowed to bathe in the hot springs themselves. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us, V'uadin shar ma'inos chamin. This is not only true for the hot springs of Tveria, this would be true for any other hot springs. Lo gazra aleim isser rechitza. The rabbis didn't institute their prohibition against bathing in them like they had instituted a prohibition in bathing in water that was heated up before Shabbos on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah continues, he writes, Ayin lekamen b'simin shin chav ches. We'll learn this in a few days, where he tells us in the Magen Avraham, in Siv Katan Mem Test, de b'makum she'ein derech lirchotz b'hem, el l'refuah. But if it's for medicinal purposes over here, osur lirchotz b'hem Shabbos, then you aren't permitted to go and wash them on Shabbos. V'ayin shom mashik asav d'bzeh. And we'll see over there in Shin Chav Ches what we'll say about that further. You can see this as well in the Shari Tshuva over here. He tells us on the second line from the bottom of this tshuva, Ayin in shelus tshuva samayim rabim, sha'osan merchatzos chamim shehem lirefua. Any hot springs that the majority usage of them is for medicinal purposes, also lirchotz b'hem, you aren't allowed to bathe in them. And he says, as karv shabayin l'day chilu Shabbos daraisa, this is very close to being an issa daraisa. And he brings down shnei tamidei chacham me'eretz Yisrael, hiskim l'dvarav, two tamidei chacham from Eretz Yisrael agreed with what he said in the shelus tshuva samayi rabim, and basically hiskim l'dvarav v'kasu ki poretz goder, this is breaking the prohibitions that the rabbi set up. The issue footnote number 7 adds over here, what about water that was heated up in a solar fashion? Both in she'ein nechnosim l'socho mayim chadashim, so that the water, no new water is entering there, so but the water is inside this dud shemesh, this solar-powered container. So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, also lirchotz b'hem es kol gufo, you can't wash your entire body with this hot water from this solar power. Beinim huchme erev Shabbos, or beinim huchme Shabbos. Shalai de maisa, this is true whether it was heated up before Shabbos, or even if it's on Shabbos with no actual maisa being done over here. But to wash part of your body with it would be permissible. However, the Shelos Tshuvos Arud Zion disagrees to a certain extent. He writes, "If Hamayim Huchmu B'Shabbos Hayidei Dud Shemesh, if it was heated up on Shabbos by this solar device, then Afilu Amim Poshrim, even if it's only lukewarm, also Lirchotz Bem Afilu Panav Yad V'Ragel, you can't wash any part of your body with it, and even if it's lukewarm, not really hot." Then the Mishnah Berurah says in Siv Katan Test that the Mechaber told us you can wash with cold water. He says, Ein lekamen the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Chafalev, Shenagu Shalol Lirchotz Benar. We'll see later on in Siv Katan Chafalev that you can't go and bathe in the river, even though that water is cold water. There's a lot more to be said about this. Let's now begin Sif Beis. The Mechaber tells us, Yesh Omrim, there is this opinion brought down in the name of the Rif, the Rambam, the Rav Magid, in the name of the Gaonim. They all hold, Daha Deshari B'chami Tveria, that which the Mechaber permitted you to go and bathe in the hot springs of Tveria, Davko Kishein HaMokom Mekorah, that's only if there's no roof over the springs that you're bathing in. Avolim HaMokom Mekorah, if there is a roof over them, also then it's forbidden even in those hot springs of Tveria. Why is that? Mishum Da'asi Lidei Zeya V'asar, because that's going to lead you to Shvitz, that's going to lead you to sweat over here, and there's a separate prohibition against sweating on Shabbos, and therefore it is prohibited. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Yud, Hainu de Mishum Shehu Mekorah, since this is an enclosed area, it has a roof on top of it, Nafish Havla, it's going to have an excessive amount of steam and heat over here, V'asi Lidei Zeya, Ayidei Rechitza, and it's going to lead a person to sweat over here via bathing, the Zeya Osir, and sweating is Osir, as we learn in Eretz Hashem, Kilel Kamen in Sif Yud Beis, a separate prohibition. But then the Mechaber brings down the name of the Ran, the Ri, the Ramban, and other poskim. This is the Yesh Omrim, the Mutul Azia B'Chami Tveria, that there is no prohibition against sweating over here in the Chami Tveria bath springs. Sif Katan Yud Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Lo Osir Zeya, that according to this opinion, this lenient opinion, the prohibition against sweating is only in the same place where there's a prohibition against washing. And since over here, and since it is permissible to go and bathe yourself in the hot springs of Tveria, even if it's an enclosed room that has the springs inside of it, there's a ceiling over it, that is permissible, therefore you can bathe in it, therefore you also can take a schwitz in it as well. And the Mishnah Berurah concludes, he says, from the Elia Rabbah, via Shlismoch al Deizu, one can rely upon this lenient opinion. However, in Dershu footnote number 9 brings down that the Mishnah Berurah himself in Sivkot and Chafalag will tell us Shenagu Shelo Lirchotz Benahar O B'Mikva Klal, that we don't go and bathe in a river or in a mikveh at all. Mishum Shematzi B'Kach Lava L'Schitas Aser, because of another reason you may come to squeeze out your hair that gets wet. And he brings down there other reasons why the rabbis instituted additional restrictions against such bathing. He means Hashem. In tomorrow's shir, when we reach Sivkot and Chafalag, we'll discuss this in greater detail over there. Now we go to Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Amas Hamayim Shichama. If you have a rivulet, a little stream over here, the Amma in the Beis HaMikdash was called a little stream called an Amma because it was an Amma wide. It's Lav Dafka, that has to be an Amma wide. But here you have a little stream of hot water. Asur Lahamshich L'Socha Afila Meir of Shabbos Silon. You're not permitted to go and bring a pipe through it, even though you're doing this on Erev Shabbos, when it's permissible, obviously, to use this and do this. And the Ramah tells us, what is this silon, this pipe? Pirish Tsinar, a pipe. Marzev, the silon, Dover Echod. And he tells us that the words Marzev and silon, different usages of pipes or gutters that are carrying the Mechaber, tells us, Shotsonein, you're not allowed to go and have this pipe with cold water inside of it pass through the heated hot water over here in this Amma in order that it should heat up the water inside. The construction over here is that you have this pipe running underneath the water, in the water over here, that has cold water in the pipe that will get heated up by running in the pipe through the hot water that surrounds the pipe. So you're not allowed to have this go out, this piasilon, the mouth of this pipe will end up outside the hot water, yotze chutz la'ama, u'meibav nishpach luka, and then the cold water that became hot by being insulated in this hot water in the pipe, so it will flow out into an uka, which the Ramah tells us, pirish guma, shebekarka, a hole in the ground. So again, just to make it clear in case it isn't yet, you have a body of hot water. You have a pipe going through it. The pipe contains cold water. It gets heated up because it's insulated, surrounded over here by the hot water. And then the cold water that has now become hot inside the pipe flows out of the pipe into a separate hole in the ground where the previously cold water that became hot by passing through the pipe that was in the hot water, now this water comes out into a hole in the ground. So this is forbidden to do, the Mechaber tells us. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yud Beis, Kidei Shishamumu Mechom Amasamayim. The purpose of having the pipe go through over here is, as I mentioned already, is to heat up the cold water in the pipe. But Osir, this is forbidden to do, Mishum Dehevi Kimatmin Bedover Hamosif Hevel, because it's like you're insulating in something that adds heat, which is Osir Afilu Mibojom. This is not allowed to be done, even if you do it before Shabbos starts, as we've already learned, the Kmosha Kosa Besimin Reish Nun Zayin Se'if Aleph. Dershu footnote number 10 explains and reminds us that in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav over there, it tells us, Sha'amas Hamayim Shulchan Mitzvaria Nechsheves Kidover Hamosif Hevel, that this hot springs of Tveria is considered like something that adds heat. Mishum Shi B'makom Hilucha Ve'eno Miskareres Le'olim, because it remains hot all the time. So you can't cool it off, as opposed to when you insulate something in hot water that's not on the fire, so when you put something cold in there, it will also at the same time decrease the heat of the hot water, and therefore that would be permissible. But here, since the hot water, the springs of Tveria, never cools off, that is considered a Dover Amosif Hevel, and it's not allowed to insulate in it, even on Erev Shabbos, something that will be used on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud Gimel tells us that the pipe construction will be as follows. Hainu, Shemam Shechasatzonein Derech Silon Hamukov, that the cold water that's inside the enclosed pipe, it's enclosed on all sides, so it's not coming into actual contact with the hot water, the cold side. The Misariv Meimav V'machamim, again, I hope I made it clear that the cold water in the pipe never actually mixes with the hot water, but it gets heated up because it's passing through the hot water while it's contained within the pipe. He says, however, but if the cold water that you have in the pipe actually mixes physically with the hot water in the hot springs of Tveria or any other hot springs, then this would actually be allowed to go bathe in it as long as you did this all before Shabbos started. Dishu footnote number 11 explains the implication over here is Shem Himshichu b'Shabbos also lichos v'mayim. If you did this action on Shabbos, however, it will be forbidden to bathe in the water. The reason for that is explained by Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal She'ein ha'isur machmas gezeras ruchitza b'chamim. This isn't the same isur of ruchitza b'chamim. Shari ein rotze l'chamim esamayim, because you're not intending over here to heat up the water. And therefore, that gezerah that we said you may come to heat up water doesn't apply over here, because your intention over here isn't at all to heat up the water. Your intention over here is to cool off the hot water with the cold water that you're putting in over here, so it should all be ready to be used for rechitza. Therefore, that gezerah doesn't apply. So, why is it aser? Tama iser lehenos mimayim elu hu mishum ma'isa Shabbos, because it became prepared on Shabbos. Shahari behamshocha sasilon, because when you're bringing in the cold water over here into the hot water, over amalechas bishul, you're actually cooking over here the cold water, and that's why it's forbidden. Mechaber continues and writes, v'im him shichu, and if in fact you did what we just said, in the Mechaber is not allowed, the cold water that was in the pipe went out, became hot by passing inside the insulated water, they did not mix according to the Mechaber, and then it came out into a separate hole afterwards as hot water. If you did this, asurim afilu hamayim sheniklusu lo me'erev Shabbos, you can't use any water, even if the water was all heated up on Erev Shabbos, and then you closed it off, it is considered ki'ilu huchamu b'Shabbos, and you can't go and wash in this water. It's considered like it was heated up on Shabbos. Why exactly is this so? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, Sivkot Yudalid, Umay Risha Sosam Pia Silon, Shuhunach Min Bod Yom, V'Nismali B'Tzoninim. So you've closed off the water. The water entered before Shabbos, and then you close it off, so no new water is entering. The Nishar Munach Mutman Ad B'Yom Shabbos. It heated up before Shabbos, but now it's staying inside. It's closed off, so it's being insulated on Shabbos. Sha'os Poslin Pimotso, Shishbuchu Memov Lo Uka Shabakarkin. Only on Shabbos do you open up the other end, and the now hot water, previously cold, now hot water, goes and pours out into the Uka, into the pit. The Haim Lohuchamu B'Shabbos, they weren't warmed up on Shabbos, Elam Bojom, they were warmed up on Friday, Erev Shabbos. However, Rak Shahayu Mutmonim B'Shabbos, but they remained insulated on Shabbos. That, Afiluhochi, is Asurim. Even if it's not heated up on Shabbos, but it was just insulated on Shabbos, that's also to wash in. Kikolat Mona, B'Mosif Hevel, Sha'osur Afib Di'Evid, as we've learned already, that any type of insulation that adds heat to it is also even B'Di'Evid, and this is brought down from the Beis Meir. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Tezvav, in this situation we view it as if it's heated up on Shabbos. So Rotsu Lomar, the Mishnah Berurah explains that the Mechaber is telling us over here, Va'afilu lirchotz ben yodov osur, the Chanal, as we've already explained, if it's heated up on Shabbos, then you can't even wash part of your body, your hands, for example, if it's heated up on Shabbos. Mechaber continues and he then writes, V'im hevi silon shomayim me'erev yontif. If this pipe is going through over here on Erev Yontif, not Erev Shabbos, B'yontov kechamim shuhuchum b'yontif, these waters are now considered like water that was heated up on Yontif. And of course, you're allowed to heat up water on Yontif, but only for the purposes of drinking. So therefore, it's still vasurim b'rechitza in this situation. You're not allowed to bathe in this water that was heated up on Yontif. However, umotorim b'shasiya, but since you are allowed, ochel nefesh is permitted on Yontif, you're allowed to heat up water. You want to make a coffee on Yontif, it's perfectly permissible. So therefore, the heating up of this water is permissible for drinking, but it's not permissible for bathing. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, Sivkot Tezayin, Rod Shalomar, Kol Gufo. When he says over here you can't bathe in it, it means your entire body. Avol Yodav Mutter, you are allowed to both bathe, wash your hands in hot water that was heated up on Yontif. Kamosha Kosov, Simon Tov Kuv Shvedal of Sif Beis. And the reasoning over there is brought down in Dirshu footnote number 13. You're only allowed to cook things that every person would cook on Shabbos. In other words, food items. You normally don't cook water for bathing. However, since everybody does wash their hands, face, or feet on Yontif, that is considered a davar hashav l'chol nefesh. But your entire body is not considered a davar hashav l'chol nefesh. In those days, certainly people did not bathe all the time, and therefore this wasn't considered something that was appropriate to go and do on Yontif, to heat up water for bathing. But just to wash your hands, feet, or face, that would be permissible on Yontif as well. Sif Dalet, the Mechaber writes, Lo yishtatev odom bitzonen kol gufo v'yischamin kineged hamedura. Person shouldn't pour water on himself, on his entire body, and then wash himself, rinse himself with this cold water, but v'yischamin kineged hamedura, and stand near a fire and have this water heat up on his body. Because you're going to make the water lukewarm as a result on your body. And therefore it appears as if you're now washing with hot water, which is not allowed. However, achar shenischamim etzolesh. But you can go and pour cold water on yourself after you've been heated up by the fire. That's not a problem to go and pour the cold water on yourself. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot in Yud-Zayin. Zeh miloshon harambam. This language over here, that it looks like you're going and heating up the water when you're standing next to the fire after you poured it on you, that's from the Rambam. V'rod shalomar, and he's telling us, she'ein lesom ipnei chimum hamayim gufa. We're not talking here about a problem that you're actually heating up the water. The hefsher ain't a b'chal bishul, because you're only making it lukewarm, and that's not included in the isser of bishul. Rak ipnei chashash ruchitza. The problem over here is that you may come to wash yourself with it, which is not allowed. The kivin she'ein zeh rechitza gemura, and since this is not a real full washing, asur rak kechamim shehuchmum be'erev Shabbos. Therefore, they made it as if it was only water that was heated up on Erev Shabbos, which is the ein asur ela kol gufo. The issur there is only to go and wash your entire body, as we've already learned, kamosh kosev sevalav, but you would be allowed to use it, so to say, to wash part of your body. However, by Yesh Omim should be Sif Achar Zeh, Svir Lehu, the Dino Shove Kirochitz Bechamin Shukhum B'Shabbos. We'll see that that's not agreed upon by the Yesh Omim, who holds that over there, the halacha is that this is like it was heated up on Shabbos. The Asra Afil Lirchotz Behem Pun of Yad V'Raglav, which would not allow you to even go wash part of your body, your face, your hands, or your feet. V'Af Distam Chamim Shukhum B'Shabbos, Hukhum B'Hamayim B'Esser. And even though in the normal circumstances, anything heated up on Shabbos is done in a forbidden manner, V'Hocha B'Nyonenu, Halo Hoyo Al Hamayim Shem Chimum Rak Shem. And here you didn't really heat it up, you only had made it lukewarm. And lechalik was there. We don't make such a distinction over here according to the more machmer opinion. Because even water that was only made lukewarm on Shabbos, it doesn't have the ability to go and burn a hand, it's not that hot. If it was made lukewarm here on Shabbos, then you're not even allowed to go and wash one limb with that type of a water. It's a shem. We'll see this in the later sif as well. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yudches says that we considered over here, if you're hot from the fire and then you pour the cold water, it's not a problem. He brings down in the Mishnah Berurah Shein Hamayim Mischamim Kokach, because there's no way that the water will get heated up so much in that fashion. Sifhei, the Mechaber writes, Yesh Omrim, this opinion is brought down in the name of the Tur, who brings it from the Rosh and the Mordechai. This opinion holds, Shesarich Lizar Shalol Lechamim Yodov Eitzelo Eish. Achar netila. You have to be careful not to, after you wash your hands, go put them by a fire. Imlo yinagveim tchila yofe, unless you go and wipe them off real well beforehand, because, as we just mentioned, we're concerned over here that it looks over here like you're bathing in this heated up water on Shabbos, and that's not allowed. And that's the Yesh Omrim that the Mishnah Berurah alluded to in Sivkot Yud Zayin, that you can't in this situation even wash ponav yodav v'raglav. So you have to make sure that your hands are dried well before you put them by the fire. In the Bir Halacha, the Chofetz Chaim brings down in Dibur HaMasu, Eitzel Eish, he says the same thing applies, Eitzel Kos HaLatanur Im Huchamo, the same thing would apply even by the walls of an oven. Gam Kein, Nira Sheish Lizara. You likewise have to be careful with that as well, not just by a real fire, but even by the walls of the oven. And finally, in the Ber Hetev, Oz Gimel, he brings down, Afilu B'mokum Shein Hayatzel Letitzbo, Oser. And this is true, he brings down for the Mogen Abram, even if there's no way that your hands will reach the temperature of Yatzel Letitzbo, according to the Smachim opinion, you're not allowed to do this. With that, we conclude today's shiur.